I know his nickname is Postman, but we got no time for post. It might not arrive because we don't know what's happening in that front. Attach a stamp. It might never, ever arrive, but he is here. And we'll use modern technology in the modern football game that has proven over and over again that it goes in hand with fashion. Now, fashionable footballers' expression of their love for the game, though, with their unique personal styles. And this man is all of the above. I mean, I look at something like streetwear to designer collabs, you know, soccer players blend athleticism as well as just pure elegance, redefining sport fashion inside and outside the field. And I know that you'll agree with me that this footballing icon has certainly become one of the leading fashion icons right here in Mzansi. I mean, he kind of exudes just like the same quality of confidence on the pitch as he does with his style. Now, he's kind of a rare breed of workhorses that can pretty much play anywhere. Offensively, he's there. Defensively, he's there. And what an absolute class player he is. And today I want us to reflect on his brilliant career, both at club as well as country level, where he's such an incredible pillar of strength on both of those. There is never, trust me, never ever a dull moment when he's around, as we often see from his teammates. I don't know, maybe he's the fun one in the group. But here we are today, Mamelodi Sundowns' very own and our very first in-studio guest in Johannesburg in our studios for 2025. Ladies and gentlemen, the postman himself, Aubrey Modiba. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. And I'm happy to be here and the first one for 2025 in Joburg.
You love history, though. Hey, you love history.
Yeah, I think that's what we are here for, to make history for ourselves, for people that support us. So yeah, it's nice to make history.
What else do you think you've made history as far as football is concerned? Has it ever crossed your mind, besides you making history today on the 15th of Jan, in terms of what you've mentioned, where else do you think you've made history?
Where else?
If you had to identify, I'm giving you a quiz about your own career.
Yeah.
Where else in your journey do you think you've made history?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
So when you were still at school.
Yeah.
Where else were you recruited?
Oh, Nedbank Gion.
100%.
Yeah.
And while you were at Nedbank Gion, where else were you being called up for?
Under 20s.
That's a national team.
Yeah.
And while you were there, where else were you staying?
Where else was I staying?
Yeah. So remember, Kiona is there.
Yeah.
As a Nedbank.
Yeah.
Sheikh Mashaba is calling you up for the national team at under 20.
Yeah.
Then there's a certain school that you were a part of.
School of Excellence.
100%.
Yeah.
Are you not making history with all of that? Because we've never heard and had anything of that nature before.
I think that's history now that I think about it. But I've never really looked into it. And now that you mentioned it, I think it makes sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
So you agree with me that you were making history?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Can I remind you of more history? You're grade 11. You have a Facebook page. Yeah. And what do you write on the wall of the Facebook page?
Grade 11.
You there?
The only...
Unless they hacked your account.
No, grade 11, I had Facebook then. I think I was still at School of Excellence.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I remember that I wrote on Facebook that came to reality was... I want to play for one of the biggest teams in South Africa.
100%. But also on the wall, you said something about playing for who?
Grade 11.
Mm.
Yo.
It's a big one. It's what everybody wants to play for. If they play for Sundowns, grade, if they play for Pirates, grade, but yeah. There's just that one team that everyone wants to represent.
Bafana Bafana.
Amen. Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW. Wednesday nights, soccer nights, your nights.
Good evening, Robert. My shoulders never die, take weed. Operate the postman. I'm way too. Hey, Robert, don't call them. I'm a fan of Bestella for nothing, Baba. Police died up at a mula, Pogus under one. But I like to say, oh, Prim Puesu, Seven Zuako, when Mayor Kudu, seeing you from in Nedbeck, Lea, Tora, Corner, neighbor Fana, Nizara, to Ulapu Corner, Jenga Magic, keep it up, Puesu, Seven Zuako, so Santa Kudu. Thank you.
Hi, brother up, Sir JC Tebe here. Good evening to Obri Madiba, the postman. I love his new role. I love how he's playing now in the middle of the park. So I just want him to clarify something. We are being, as Sundance supporters, we are being teased and told that they were not playing for Coach Mangoba. They were losing game intentionally under Coach Mangoba. Can you please clarify that? And I just want to say I wish him all the best. Let's hope they bring the second star to us. Thanks, Brarop. Good show, as always.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much, CJ Setabe. And also Never Die just before that. Maybe let's tackle that second one there, talking about deliberately losing games under Mangoba Mngwethi. Is that something you've ever encountered? Would it have been the case with the players at Sundowns?
No, nothing like that. Because how we are professionals, we are there to work, irrespective of who's the coach. We always try and do our best because we not only play for ourselves.
Mm.
There's Motsepe family that is taking care of the team and us. So we can't just go on the field and intentionally like lose games so that another person can lose their job. No, we were there, we're doing our best. Just that some of the games, our best was not enough. And, you know, other teams are also doing well. Obviously, at Sundowns, you're expected to win every game. If you lose, obviously, there's going to be no talks here and there, but we would try by all means to win all the games because that's the mentality that we have at Sundowns. So that's not true at all, and I think we've been pushing, and even, you know, went as well as Black Label final, even though we lost, but you could see we're fighting, we're trying to win games. Just that unfortunately some of the games we were not at our best.
Does it shake you up as players where you find within a short space of time, Aubrey, you've got a coach like Rulani who's in charge, then Mangoba comes through, I mean, he's no stranger to Sundowns, and then now you have a third coach that comes in, maybe a completely different approach to life. How do you as individuals like yourself, but collectively as players, manage to adjust from one to the other?
I think credit must go to senior players in the team. We always have these meetings, like I said, to try and win games, irrespective of who's the coach, because I think it has never happened ever since I was at Sundowns that, you know, you have like three coaches or two coaches within a short period of time. But, you know, at Sundowns, credit must go to the board, everyone, because they look at the caliber of the coach and what the philosophy of that coach, does it align with Sundowns? Obviously, they can't just bring anyone, so it always aligns with what the, you know, the team wants, and it's never difficult for us to adjust to that because we know what to do. We're professionals, we've been winning games, we know what it takes to play for Sundowns. So yeah, no, we try and adjust to you know, the new coach, the obviously his new philosophy, some of the things, but you know, they're similar. So yeah, it's something that we, you know, I think we take it as professionals.
I mean, one of the things I was thinking about as I was driving to the studio, and I'm saying, you know, Aubrey, this is your 10th season as a professional in football.
Yeah.
Have you, in your mind, achieved everything that you've wanted to achieve as a footballer?
Not really. You know, we always try and challenge ourselves every season as a player. And obviously, you know, being in Sundowns, this is my fifth season in Sundowns. You know, having not won the Champions League, I think it's something that you know, still haunts us as players, because really we really want to do well in that space. make sure we bring the second star, like the first guy said. Yeah, I think Champions League, obviously, winning as many leagues and other, you know, trophies that we participate in. Yeah, I think I still have more, and yeah, I'm still hungry for more.
What is more? Is FIFA Club World Cup more?
FIFA Club World Cup more, Champions League more, more than 50K over fun and more, winning every trophy at Sundowns, that's more. Winning the league, it's not easy winning the league. It's difficult, it's a marathon. So it's something that, you know, you have to be consistent for 30 games. Something that, you know, as a player, you want to win and for you to participate in the Champions League.
I'm sure it's not easy, and it's not every player that can say since joining a team, any team,
yeah,
that they've been able to lift the league trophy, yeah, each and every season.
Yeah.
And it's happened with you since 2020 when you joined Sundowns.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the reasons I probably joined Sundowns, because I could see like they were winning the league. That's one of the things that was on my list, you know, to win the league. Mm-hmm. And I won it 4 times in a row. And yeah, when I get to Dennis, 12, 11, I mean.
That's an inspiration, with, yeah, you know, with the old dopies like, you know, Dennis Onyango around.
Yeah,
eh?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. And you know, the previous WhatsApp voice note, I mean, CJ Setebe was talking about your new role.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people, when they look at how you play and they say, oh, okay, you know, utility player, but you can play defensively, you can play midfield, you can play offensively as well. We've known you as a left back.
Yeah.
What's your preferred position?
There's none. I don't want to lie. There's none. As a footballer, you want to play.
Yeah.
And if the coach comes to you and says, we're playing this, maybe this team this weekend, they play like this.
Mm.
I would prefer you play left back, but differently, or play as an eight, because you offer this and that. So the coaches actually, they always know what to expect, you know, from me. So I try by all means to adjust to that, because like you said, it's my 10th season. I've played all those positions in those 10 seasons. So I already know what to do, what to expect in those positions. And obviously some games, yeah, they won't go the way you want, but at the end of the day, if I'm called upon to come and do the job, I always try and do my best. And sometimes my best is not enough, but I try by all means to, you know, make sure, you know, the coach trusts me. And yeah, as long as I'm on the pitch, that's what I, as a player, that's what I want.
All right, so that's how he describes being on the pitch. I can tell you that we are on the radio. We are also on the YouTube channel. We are on whatever website you can talk about.
Yeah.
And most importantly, we also on the DSTV channel 879. So whichever situation you're on, we are on.
Good evening, Mr. Rob. It's Will Feleng here. And good evening to the MSW Shoulders. And good evening to Aubrey Modiba. I just want to keep my question short, sharp, and sweet. During this particular season, we've seen Mangobe Mncethi get sacked. He's been given the boot to Mamelodi Sundowns. From a player standpoint, what is the difference in terms of maybe style of play or the coaching style between that from Mangobe Mncethi and the new head coach, Miguel Cardoso? What is the difference? What is the difference that he sees from his perspective between the two coaches and the way they coach and the way, you know, the team plays right now compared to the time under Mangobe Mncethi? That's what I want to find out. Great show as always. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Thank you very, very much. Is there a difference, or does Sundowns have a style that a coach must adapt to, or does a coach come with a style that he wants you players to adapt to?
First of all, I think like Coach Mangobe has been at Sundowns for so long.
Mm.
He knows the ins and outs, the philosophy, everything. And obviously we, you know, still in that direction, in terms of philosophy and everything. Obviously he played it a little bit different from what we had last season. Obviously, you know, fullbacks high and wide, you know, something like that. And we were creating goals, we were scoring goals, we scored I don't know how many goals. And he told us when the season started that we're going to score as many goals. And that's what we did. And credit must go to him for that because, you know, we were scoring a lot of goals. And that's what we you know, gave us confidence as well. And I don't think they are different in a way. Like I said, at Sundowns, when they hire a coach, they already know this what this coach can offer and does he align with Sundowns. Yes. And I think there's no like a huge difference in terms of how they approach games. And right now, like I said, some games were just unfortunate, probably we scored. Lapses of individual mistakes, it happens. So we ended up losing the game, then they go to their coach, yeah, the coach this, the coach that, and sometimes it's not that. So I think, like I said, there's no huge difference and just that obviously right now we with Coach Cardoso now, like we won games and like we trying to understand what he wants from us and what to get from him as well. So he's a good coach, he's got that thing, so he's pushing us. So hopefully as time goes on, we'll be able to, you know, getting those points and goals and everything.
He's making miracles, this man. He won't even coach of the month.
Yeah.
No, for November, December.
He deserves it, yeah.
Coach of the month for November, December.
Yeah.
December.
Good evening, Mr. Marawa, and good evening to your guest. Tiba or Primo Tiba, Kuluman Spong and Ogam Kwan. Mr. Marawa, I'm very happy with the Ichenega Opry coming from that Nedbank Cup team where he was spotted by Abo Coach Abo Kabo Nabo Mike Mangan. I think he has made a very, very good transition from those amateur ranks to E top level. What I want to tell you, Opry, is that he must not stop working hard because that is what I have noticed from him since he came to the top flight football. He is one of the most consistent players in Betway Premiership. We have seen him rising from Cape Town City, Abo SuperSport United, Mamelodi Sundowns, and he is a regular player for Bafana Bafana. What I wish for him is that maybe one day he will get an overseas move because I strongly believe that he is one of the best left-footed players we have in South African football. Thank you, Mr. Marawa.
Yes, Bongalini, thank you so much. I think you raise an important point about overseas moves. I even see right here on Twitter, on X, a tweet coming through from Dr. Biggs Siklebo, who says that, why aren't Sundowns players considering overseas options? Why sign long-term contracts with Sundowns? Do they think that Sundowns is an ultimate, that there's no need to pursue European ambitions? Great question from both. I know that at AFCON, I think you did a great interview with Uvelile Nyandu when you guys were there in what? Korojo.
Yeah,
so you guys.
Yeah, Korojo, yeah.
Yeah, but there was one of the Mali players that came to you because I think he couldn't believe how well you play.
Yeah.
And he asked you, he actually assumed that you were playing in Europe, and he says, no, man, why are you wasting your time? You have to go to Europe. And you're turning 30 in July this year.
Yeah.
Is Europe still a possibility for you?
Can never rule it out. never rule it out. But I don't want to lie. Sometimes it's difficult. If there's nothing solid on the table, you can't just pack up and leave. And, you know, say I'm going to France or Belgium or wherever to try my luck. Sometimes when you probably play for one of the best teams in Africa, you'd be like, okay, I'll just keep doing my best here, probably until something solid comes on the table, solid. Then you'd be like, okay, I'll consider those options. But if there's nothing on the table, I don't think it's easy for any South African player to pick up and, you know, just go. And if you can check where we are, Europe and South Africa, like, the distance from probably from France to, I know there's social media, there's network, there's YouTube, there's what, but probably sometimes they come, they see a left back in South Africa, then along the way they stop at Senegal, in Senegal or Nigeria or Ghana, then they see another left back, probably younger than me, then be like, oh, I think we found what similar to what we want. I don't know. Probably that's the case. But in South Africa, I don't think, hence we probably don't have so many players playing abroad. And if you can ask anyone, it's everyone's dream to play abroad.
But where abroad would you think your style is best preferred, or you would envision your style to be best suited for which league?
Don't wanna lie, I admired French league, but could see like more technical and tactical Spanish league. I think La Liga, yeah, that's probably where I see myself. But yeah, I think Spanish league for me, it's more technical, tactical. I think it's yeah, for me.
I think you can speak to Masilela, though. I mean, he was there for many years.
He must plug me.
He must plug you. Do you work with an agent, though?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
And they've been trying?
They've been trying from my SuperSport days. Yeah. They've been trying.
Sure. I look at one of your former teammates in Percy Dow, obviously from Al Ahly, he's gone now to Qatar. There's many options, I think, even including Saudi Arabia. I mean, you talk about the French league being the one that you would love to play. And in a recent interview, Ronaldo said, French league.
Saudi's better.
Hashtag MSW live now. On 947, Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW. Wednesday nights, soccer nights, your nights.
All right, the postman is in studio. That is Aubry Modiba. Turning 30 in July. The major turning point in his career. The third floor is waiting for him. Is right now sitting in the ground floor right here in Sandton in our Prime Media studios. Tom is in Edenvale. Tom, good evening.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
Hey, man. Blessed in 2025. I mean, how else would I want things to be different than to be sitting with Aubry Modiba?
Let's find out. Maybe you can give us a better 2025 with the answer to my question.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm Mopusa.
Hello.
I'm fine. I am proud to be speaking to you on national radio. Boy, you know, when Pepo left Bafana Bafana and when Pepo left football, I thought you would never get a replacement. But you became a perfect fit, boy. Keep it up on Bafana Bafana side.
And
my question to you, you know, there is this valor which you always do when you're playing, especially against North Africans. What comes to your mind and what you call it in English? Maybe you can describe it better. We only call it valor. We don't know it in English. I'll listen on the radio.
Oh, Tom, thank you so much. Indeed, you knew exactly what he was talking about, eh?
Yeah.
Please, help us.
Because I believe it opens up space. Because I remember when I think AFCON, that's where I was doing it a lot. And every time I did this, like that person would shift, and I know I'd find Mshishi there, number 10, or like whoever. So I don't know what to call it, but I think it helps me come out of tight situations. Yeah.
In one of the better games you've had for Bafana Bafana, and I go back to the game in Bloem. It was a World Cup qualifier against Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe, yeah.
I don't know. There was something that inspired you. There was something in that game that inspired you. And I go back to the history that you make.
Yeah.
So we, as a country, I say we were back in Bloem as a national team for the very first time in 14 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Believe it. That was the situation.
Yeah.
And you were doing exactly that, Vula Vala, and finding Mshishi as well. What was the inspiration then? I mean, was there something special in terms of Coach Hugo Broos, his approach, his conversation with you?
Yeah, first of all, Coach Hugo, like, you make you believe that he really trusts and believes in you. Like, you're not at the national team by mistake. That's the first thing. So also that gives you confidence going to the game, whether you are starting or not starting. That's why probably even the subs, sometimes they come in and they deliver. Like Tapelo, he's got 2 goals, then Bloemfontein came on as a sub. So that's something that he instilled in us at the national team. And obviously building up to the game, I think the people of Bloemfontein, you know, they made us, you know, have confidence and believe that Bafana Bafana is still, you know, doing well, still pushing, building up to the game. When we got to the airport, hotels, the way they were singing, cheering for us, you could see like they really looking forward to the game. And that boost us also, and the way they came in numbers, you know, in the stadium. So we really didn't want to like probably disappoint people who have traveled, people who came to watch us after 14 years. So those were the conversations that we had when it was 1-1. I think we're like, gents, like we can't lose this game. Yeah. We can't even draw this game. We have to win this game. So I think that's something that pushed us.
I go back to history.
Yeah,
I'm telling you to walk out of the studio here. Your head is going to be so heavy with history. You're gonna I talk about Hugo Broos. You've just mentioned some of the greatness that he possesses.
Yeah,
some of the greatness that he possesses allowed us to qualify for the very he as the coach was the first coach of Bafana to qualify for back to back Africa Cup of Nations.
Yeah,
also having taken us to the semifinals of the Africa Cup of Nations for the first time in 24 years.
Yeah.
You know, so again, you're part of that magical history.
Yeah.
In short, what would you say gives Hugo Broos that ability to turn a hopeless situation into now one of the most hopeful situations that we've ever been in as a nation?
I think first of all, he believes in himself, and he takes that confidence, you know, he takes it to us, and we also believe in ourselves, and he believes he can beat any team, and we also believe that we can beat any team. The comments from Nigerian national team coach, everyone at AFCON, they were surprised, they were amazed. Like after a game, they were like, yo, how you guys can play? You guys are like tough team to beat. Like even that coach, I remember he said South Africa was one of the toughest team. So we believed that we can beat Nigeria. We believed we can win AFCON. That's something that I think the qualities that he has.
Impressive qualities, I can tell you that much. Very, very impressive qualities. I go back to some of the messages that are being posted on social media. I see you on YouTube as well. I'll come to a few of those. But David M. Seleka Jr. says that, could you kindly request from Aubrey to share his secrets on how he consistently upholds a clean lifestyle off the field. He says his insights on avoiding negativity of, you know, no drugs, no alcohol, no clubbing, would be truly enlightening. So here's somebody who's observed you.
Yeah.
And also observed the lifestyle you've kept.
Yeah.
So he's just literally asking, what is it? What is it about you? What are the secrets in terms of maintaining it?
I think probably the way I was raised, I don't know. In my family, there's no one who's out there like drugs, alcohol or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also I always say my son came at the right time.
Kumo.
Yeah, Kumo. Kumo came at the right time. Whether I'm having a bad day, I had a bad game, I'll get home, then he's happy to see me. Like yeah. He doesn't know I'm not Aubrey at home, like it's daddy. So I'm like, okay, like there's someone, like what I'm doing right now, I'm not doing it only for myself.
Sure.
I'm doing it for him, for my family, you know, my small family and my family, my mom, my cousins, my brothers, everyone at home, my granny. I think that's that probably, I think so.
To cut in, and I don't mean to do that rudely, does it inspire you more to have Kumo there having a father and a father figure?
Yeah.
Because when you were growing up, you didn't have one.
Yes.
Does that inspire you more?
Yeah, it does. It does, because my mom was, still is my everything. She obviously, with the help of my grannies, cousins, everyone at home. For me, I made it, you know, I said to myself, like, I don't want my kids to grow up without me being there, sure, as a present father. So that's what pushed me.
And, you know, whether not with us or still with us.
The father.
No. I'm just saying. I'm going into a thought here. I want to use the platform to publicly thank the great women, yeah, in your life that helped to raise you, that helped to have us have you in studio today, to help us have you at Sundowns, to help us have you in the Bafana Bafana team. And I think in saying that, your grandma, Mom Flora,
yeah,
I thank her. Your mother, Magdalene, I thank her.
Yeah.
Your aunt, Selena,
yeah,
who carry the same name as your great-grandmother,
yeah,
as Selena, I thank her. Your other aunt, Mulale, I thank her. Do they deserve a thank you? Because I am thanking them, with or without your permission.
They deserve everything. Yeah, I'm going to be emotional right now.
No,
because... Yeah. Like, I didn't think you were going to name them, like, one by one, but...
I don't bring you here in studio to play games.
Nah,
I bring you here for a purpose.
They deserve everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been there every step of the way.
I named them because that's what's in the IDs at Home Affairs, and they deserve an identity.
True.
So I want to bring them alive in the studio so that the next-door neighbors can hear, and everybody else that knows them can hear, and hear that we appreciate them. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. I can tell you that free of charge.
Yeah. No. They deserve everything. Yeah. From School of Excellence, ever since I left home as a young boy.
Yeah.
Coco, Selena, she's the one who gave me, like, money for trials. She was like, this is the last one. I still remember your words. My boy, I made a plan. Please go. Then Mom Flora accompanied me to School of Excellence. My aunt used to come there. My mom was at home. I used to see after 6 months. Yeah, but yeah, no, they were there. Mom Rolo, Selena.
Yeah.
Used to go there because it was not far from School of Excellence. I used to go there during holidays when I couldn't go home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she welcomed me as her son.
I think everybody at Makhefula
Primary
as well. Be proud, guys. Be proud. Are you proud? Hmm? I don't know why you're shocked. You mustn't be shocked. I can see you.
I am shocked. Sure. Yeah. Yeah, that's my primary school where I... Yeah, no, I played various sports, but football was always on top.
Who are the Zeta boys?
Zeta boys? it doesn't exist anymore.
Why?
Because we probably grew apart. I don't know. But it doesn't exist anymore.
But what brought it about?
I think when I got to SuperSport, I think it was Grant or whoever.
It was you.
Yeah.
You know, Mkwena was there. I think Mnyamani as well tried to force his way in. Hey, yeah.
Man, what can I say about the gentleman you have in studio today, Aubrey Madiba? An amazing person. All I want to tell you, my brother, keep shining, keep doing what you're doing. Love you lots, always. You know who it is. Use.
Yeah, no, that's my... okay, that's the person who takes care of my recovery.
Oh.
Yeah, Yusuf.
Yusuf.
Yeah.
What a good job you've done, son. What a good job you've done.
Yeah.
Keep making this man recover. Yeah. We don't want him anything but recovered.
Yeah.
You're going to be painting Loftus Yellow this weekend, eh? 17th of Jan?
Yeah.
Tell me more. I'm told here that there's going to be a supporter activation that's going to be happening from 10 until 4 o'clock at the Denlin Mall in Mamelodi West. There's going to be a whole lot of players appearing. There's going to be giveaways, pop-up store, membership cards, sign-ups, and a whole lot more. But from a football perspective, you're looking forward to the game.
Yeah, looking forward to the game. Very important game for us. We need to win so that we can qualify for the next round, quarterfinals. Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be a very tough one. They are number one on the log. They were very tough in Morocco, but right now we're at home. We have to win our home games. And I think we're on the right track right now. We're going to try by all means to win the game. And hopefully all the supporters, they come paint yellow. You could see how they came out during AFL. I think we need them more than ever. They must come in numbers and push the guys.
Talking about numbers, where is Sundowns going to finish the season in the Betway Premiership?
We always aim for number one.
Where are they going to finish? I don't care who you're aiming, what you're aiming, whether you can aim, where are you going to finish?
Number one.
Tune in again tomorrow for Marawa Sports Worldwide, probably brought to you by Hollywood Bets. Aubrey, thank you.
It's a pleasure, man.
Hashtag MSW, live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.